Okay, so we have to just spend a minute on back on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph and Psachim. We have to really correct what we said yesterday, that the machlokas, according to Rashi, the machlokas of Rabba and Rav Chisda is a little bit more complex than we portrayed it to be yesterday, right? Because Tosfos is going sort of in a certain... he's saying Bekitzer that essentially Rav Chisda holds whatever you can do on Yontov you can do for Shabbos, and Rabba holds that's not the case, but that is true. But it doesn't mean that the only point of Machlokas is Kedusha Achas. In other words, the way Tosfos says it in his the Fum Riata, the way he's just going through it, he sets it up in a way that sounds like they're only arguing about Kedusha Achas. Whereas the underlying mechanism is the same. It's just a question of, is for later in the day the same as later in the, for another day. But in truth, when you look at Rashi by Shtei Alechem, Rashi explains that Rabbah holds a little differently in terms of the mechanism itself. Okay, let's put it into concrete terms here. Now let's take the case of the Shtei Alechem, right? So Rashi's explaining it's only a kasha on Rav Chisda. That since Rav Chisda does not hold from Hoyil, correct? Therefore, when you're baking at the end of a day on Yom Tov on a Friday afternoon, after you're fully satisfied from your lunch, so it's not roy for Yom Tov, right? That food is not roy for Yom Tov, correct? And you can't say Hoyil because he doesn't hold from Hoyil. So in the absence of Hoyil, what you're cooking on Friday afternoon is not roy for today, correct? But since it's for Shabbos, which also has Kedushas Yom Tov, it's good. That's the way Rav Chisda learns. So now, Rabba says to Rav Chisda, the Shtei Alechem is exactly the same. Because in the morning, when you're baking it, it's not roy, because there's no zrika yet, right? It's not roy until the zrika. But it will be roy for later in the day. So according to you who hold, as long as it's roy and later, as long as it's for a time that has Kedusha, it doesn't need to be roy now. So according to you, it should be good. Right? That's the question on Rav Chisda. But Rashi explains it's not a kasha on Rabba. Why? He says, Mishum Hoil, he says, Ela shma mina ein muta biyomtov mina Torah el davar haroi lo osa sha'ah. He says, according to Rabba, the svara is things are only muta and yomtov if they're roi at that moment. V'tzarkei Shabbos time mayo mishum hovel dorchem. So why is tzarkei Shabbos muta on Friday? Because hovel tells you it is roi. You understand? Hovel tells you it is roi right now. But ubahani lekel emeima hoil. But you can't apply hoil to the shtei alechem. Mishum da hishaita lo chazi at sheishchetu kvasim aleim v'yizrog domon. Because it's not possible. There's no hoil because intrinsically you can't. You have to bake the shtei alechem first before you do the shchita and the zrika. V'kevan davi efshel le'aved me esmol lo dochi le'liyom tov. Midi de lo chazile. So it comes out that Rashi is explaining that according to Rabba, it's more than just an absence of kedusha achas. According to Rabba, you can't bake anything on Yom Tov for Yom Tov unless it's roy at that moment. You understand? According to the way we were setting up Rav Chisda, the heter of ochel nefesh is the character of the afia. And the character of the afiyah stems from what it's for. So if it's for Yom Tov or for Shabbos, it's mutter. Right? But according to Rabba, you can't say that. You can't say Rabba holds that same svara, but he just excludes Shabbos from the picture. Because if that were the case, then what would be the problem of cooking in the morning for later on in Yom Tov? It definitely is Kedushas Yom Tov, right? So you see, Rabbah really holds differently, completely differently. He has a completely different idea of the Heter V'Ochel Nefesh. Has to be Roy Atah. If you're baking the Shtei Lechem in the morning, it's Usser, even though it's for Yom Tov. Even though it's for that very same day of Yom Tov. Why is it? So you can't say that it doesn't have the Kedusha in the Asiyah. Of course it does. Of course there's Kedusha Yom Tov in the Asiyah. That's the whole purpose of the thing, is for the Achilas Yom Tov later on in the day. So that's why Rashi has to explain over here, that really according to Rabbah, it's a different svar. It has to be Roy Ato. And in Shtei Lechem, it's not possible. But the Roy Ato could be based on a Ho'il, right? The Ho'il comes in to supply the Roy. So on Friday afternoon, it's Roy Ato because of Ho'il. But by the Shtei Lechem, he says you can't use a Ho'il. Right? But the question is, what's the Svara according to Rabbah? We never defined Rabbah, the Svara according to Rabbah. Right, and just on that point, Tosus brings it out. Tosus brings out that that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi doesn't mention Rabbah explicitly, but it's clear that's what he's referring to. Tosus explains also that according to, he says, Pirish, Rashi Pirish, Gabi Shtei Lechem, de lo Rabbah Asi Shapir. It's not a kasha on Rashi, on Rabbah, right? De lo Shaycha Ho'il. Because Rabbah always needs a Ho'il, but there's no Ho'il over here. Mishum Dahi Shaita lo Chozu. Right? And apparently you can't say a ho'il over there. You can't say ho, since I could have shechted it. Because you can't. You dafka have to bake it before you can shecht it. So it's like an intrinsically impossible thing to do, to have a ho'il on. But now the Re says, but according to Rashi, every time you do a malacha has to be roy immediately. So his question is, the Gemara at this point doesn't have the answer of lochem v'lo legavar. So it's treating the Shtei Lechem like any other achila. But how can you tell me that the Gemara has a havamina that in a regular meleches bishol or afia, it's not good if it's roy later? If it's not roy now, but only roy later should be asur. Halo ko kisha ofa ha'isa l'orchem ena ru'ya ad shetei ofa. But when you bake bread for orchem, it's not roy until it's done baking. So how do you do the lisha and the putting it in the oven? All of those things that you're doing don't have an immediate roy. V'shamei chagiga. So what are you going to do about shechita too? It's not roy immediately after you shecht it. So Rashi, so the Re is trying to knock Rashi's pshat a little bit, right? Because the Re has a whole different way of learning the kasha on Rav Chisda, having to do with kudshim not being an essential tzarech. Right, whereas Rabbah holds you don't need an essential, you need an essential tzarech. So for him, there's no kasha on Rabbah intrinsically because that's the very part of his sheet does. It has to be for Simchas Yom Tov, and Kachim is not Simchas Yom Tov. But according to Rashi, he's saying it's based on an idea that it's not roy right now, even though it'll be roy later on in the day. But his question is, a lot of normal afia then and melechus yom tov that we allow don't have an immediate utility. You shech the thing, you got to cook it. You got to do whatever it is, you got to roast it. So why would there be an idea that you see, that as you can see from regular cases, that you don't need it to be mutter immediately, it just has to be for yom tov. So where's Rashi? So where does Rashi get this idea that it has to be roy immediately? Right, that's his kasha. So he says, "Miu yeshlom with the pirush hakuntris, the shtei alechem ein lam shum chisaron begufo." So Rashi, Tosus is generous. He gives an answer for Rashi over here, and that you can differentiate the cases. Why? Because the shtei alechem, it's not a lack of preparation. It's not a lack of asiyah that renders them not roy. It's an external factor that makes them not roy. As by the shechita, you'll say, so there is one long process of making the food edible. It starts with shechita. You don't need every step of the process to have the immediate roy. What it means to say, when you produce the cheftza, the process of producing the cheftza is validated when you produce a roy cheftza. Understand? But it goes back on the whole process. But over here, by the shtei alechem, you're doing the whole asiyas hapas, you're doing the whole seder hapas, and the cheftza you're producing is not roy. So you can't ask a kasha from a regular case of household afia and shechita. But anyway, right? I mean, it's not so difficult to come up with that answer. I mean, right? I mean, you see, it's a clear chiluk. But anyway, what's the svara though? According to Rashi, according to Rabbah. Now, according to Tosfos, we said the machlokes was that ochel nefesh is a heter. And is the heter malacha? Does the heter malacha come from the tzarech, an objective tzarech, meaning to say, it's an objective need like ochel nefesh, something that's shavu kol adam, and the source is objective, halachic objective, not just a matter of your choice. So that makes it the heter of ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. What do you say, like Rabbah, that it comes from the heter of simchas Yom Tov itself? Right, so then Kachim wouldn't be included in the Simchas Yom Tov. But according to Rashi, what's the machlokas Rav Chista and Rabbah? So Rav Chista, we said the heter is the character of the Maisa Malacha. That the Maisa itself is like a Maisa that has a quality of Kedusha to it. So it's not a Chil Layom. It's not so much a heter. That's the way I'm trying to put it. The according to Tosus is a heter, and according to Rashi, it's not a heter. It's in line with the Yom. It's not a chil layom, but what's Rabba's side? Why would it have to be roy immediately? Why isn't it enough that I'm doing a maisa bishul that has a character of Yom Tov in it? Because it's for later in the day on Yom Tov, it's still for Yom Tov. Why would it have to be roy immediately? Seems like a strange. That's a difficult requirement. And even Rashi is very funny the way he puts it. He says if it's not roy immediately, he says about it. It's lo dachile li yom tov midi di lo chazile. What do you mean lo chazile? Of course it's chazile. And tell me if when I bake the shtei lechem, it's not chazi li yom tov? Seems to be an exaggeration. It's not chazi at this moment, but it's chazi li yom tov. So what is the idea? It has to be chazi right now. And he excludes it because he calls it not chazi li yom tov. Maybe that's just a confusing point. But you know what I'm saying? What's the idea? Any concept, any idea of you? Any svar? For what's the heter for, how is he viewing ochel nefesh? Yeah. Okay, so the guys want to say that the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista is that everybody agrees it goes by the nature of the maisa of having the identity of Kedushas Yom Tov. But does that have to, can that come from your kavana, from your purpose, from the ultimate purpose of the maisa? Or must it stem from the actual cheftza that's produced? So according to Rabbah, it's measured by the character of the maisa is measured by the cheftza that it actually produces. So if the cheftza produces is not that, if the product is measured at the moment it's produced, there's nothing more to finish. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's not a matter of a lack in the product, the fact that I have to wait for shechita and zrika. The product is defined at the moment. It's like he says, there's no shum chisaron begufo. The moment there's no chisaron begufo, that's the product. And if that cheftza that's produced is not roy at that moment, then according to Rabbah, the whole asiya doesn't have any character greater than the product at that moment. Planning is not enough. But according to that's part of the machlokas of Rabbah and Rav Chista. Can you define the asiya by the purpose or only by the product? Okay, I was thinking about it in a slightly different way, but maybe just a different perspective. That um, Right, it's an interesting thing. I have to think about this. I mean, I was thinking a little differently, but I think it's an interesting point. See if it's really just seems like two ways of looking at the same thing, but I sense there's something a little different about them. In other words, the way I was looking at it is like this: the Rav Chista, that Rav Chista is going by the Maisa, by the involvement in the Gavra, by the Gavra's involvement. And that's where there's a lack of chilul. But according to Rabba, the heter of Ochel Nefesh is because of an entity of Kedushas Yom Tov. It's because of a Cheftza that is in terms of the Cheftza of there's no Chilul Yom Tov in the producing of a Cheftza of Yom Tov. But a Cheftza of Yom Tov goes by the present situation. Right now, is there a need? Right now, is there a place for this Cheftza in the Yom? Right now, does this Cheftza have an identity for the day? If it does, then there's no Chilul Yom Tov in producing it. But if it doesn't, then there's no Heter. No, you have to look at the Cheftza is the Matir. What's Matir the Asiya is the entity of Kedusha, as opposed to the Asiya. Now, we're both sort of coming around in a very close way, because you're saying, you're sticking in the Asiya, and you're saying that there's, I guess it comes down like this. Because you're saying, well, when the Cheftza is Kedusha, if the entity has Kedusha, then that means that the Maisa has a Kedusha. Right? Whereas if Chista is saying, you don't need it in the Maisa, you can have the Kedusha from the Kavana. But I guess it comes out like this. It's going to come out like this. But is that something that we can really argue about? I mean, does the Asiya have Kedusha? Is there an identity of Kedusha in the Asiya or not? I mean, is that really subject to question? I mean, if you're making something that right now doesn't have Kedusha, right, but later in the day will, or tomorrow will, so how do we, is that like a Shikla Das question from Rav Chista and Rabba? Can we call that Asiya Kedusha? Are you saying like that is the question?
I'm saying that because you're going to have to...
Right? No, that's the question of here. Is it really like a point of logic? Like if a person is doing an action with an objective of Kedushas Yom Tov, of course at 5 o'clock it'll be Roy for Yom Tov, but the product he's making at the moment does not have Kedushas Yom Tov. Do we call the Maisa a Maisa show Kedushas Yom Tov or not? Do we go by the long-term Kavana or the immediate product? So I'm saying that just sounds like a logical question. Like a philosophical question, or whatever you want to call it.
What do products reflect back on action?
Yeah. But I would rather say, I was trying to put it, well, I'm not sure what I was trying to say before, but I would rather put it, I'd rather say that they don't argue on such a on that kind of a question. I'd rather say they don't argue on something like that. Because there's an easy way out, right? There's an easy way out. That in terms of the Maisa per se, right now, it does not have a Maisa of Kedusha, because it doesn't produce a Cheftza right now of Kedusha's Yom Tov. But you can't say in terms of the Gavra that since ultimately it will be used for Yom Tov, in terms of the Gavra, he's not Osek in an activity that is Keneged the Yom. Now, the Gavra can have the long, his Kavana is good to reflect back on him. But in terms of the Maisa, it didn't make a Cheftza right now of Kedusha. What do you say now? We can still argue about that. Right, I was going to this, you'd say, like we say, the action or the activity. So the action is not ochel nefesh, because it doesn't produce a chefetz ochel nefesh. But the overall activity of the gavra is aligned with ochel nefesh, because he's doing this particular action in order that ochel nefesh will result, and he knows it definitely will. So then you'll say that Rabba holds the heter of ochel nefesh is only in the maisa per se. But since he holds from Ho'il, most of the maises that you do are going to have the heter of ochel nefesh, are going to have the character of a maisa of ochel nefesh. But Rav Chista holds, just goes by the overall, by the activity of the gavra, it doesn't matter. So as long as what he's doing is part of ultimately creating a shame ochel nefesh, then in terms of the gavra, so he's using a particular maisa, but the overall activity is ochel nefesh. That's one way to look at it. Not that they're arguing about how you characterize maisa and activity, but where the and Rav Chista needs that because he doesn't hold from Ho'il. So he has to have a more expanded view of the heter. Yeah, I mean the way I was thinking about it initially was a little different, but it's interesting. It's interesting if it works back in like this. Now, I was thinking more that according to Rabbah, according to Rav Chista, it's like we were saying all along, the heter ochel nefesh is in terms of the maisa, or maybe we'll call it the asiya, right? So as long as I have in mind, as long as the product ultimately will have the kiyum of kedusha, so that's the nature of my involvement. But according to Rabbah, the heter of ochel nefesh really comes from the yom itself. It stems more from the yom itself. That an entity of the yom is not going to be a chil hayom. In other words, according to Rav Chista, he's looking at it from the tzad of the gavra. As long as the gavra is osek in the inyan hayom, which is kedusha, then there's no chilul of malacha. Right? But the inyan hayom is kedusha, and the kedusha of Shabbos and kedusha of Yom Tov are the same. So it allows them to bake for Shabbos. But according to Rabbah, it's not that it's not a chilul hayom because of the activity of the gavra is in line with the activity of with the yom. It's not a chil hayom only if the cheftza is in line with the yom. In other words, to produce an entity of kedushas yom tov itself, that is in line with yom tov. But that's only going to be if the cheftz is produced with the maisa. That's only going to be if the cheftz emerges immediately. But if right now there's no shame, if right now the shtei alechem has no fulfillment of kedushas hayom, so you can't say that this cheftz right now is somewhat, so to speak, demanded by the day. It has to be a demand of the day in order to be matir, the malacha of the day. But in terms of coming from the day, you have to analyze what is ro'i for the day, what is ro'i for the yom. Ho'il will help you to determine what the elements of the yom are. Bringing into existence an entity of the day is not connected to the day. We don't care about it. It's not from the tzad. No, as I was saying, that Rabbah and Rav Chista are both looking at Yom Tov as a day of kedusha. And involvement in kedusha is not connected to yom. The only question is: are we looking at it from the standpoint of an oseh, or from the entities of the yom itself? According to Rav Chista, we just look at it from the standpoint of the gavra. If he's as long as he's oseh in divrei dvarim shel kedusha, that's not a chil. But according to Rabbah, he looks at it differently. He's saying, you have to look at the entity has to be validated by the yom, and an entity that's validated by the yom, its production is not a chil hayom. But you start with the cheftza. According to Rav Chisda, he's starting with the, you're looking at malacha as just an inyan of asiyas hagavra. And he's taking malacha head on, saying the heter of malacha is judged by the asiyah itself. Since malacha is asiyah, the heter of the malacha goes by what type of an asiyah you're doing. But according to Rabbah, it's different. According to Rabbah, it stems from the yom itself. Things that are demanded or necessary or roi for the day itself, memela, their production is not the chil layom. But if right now there's no place for the shtei lechem, because it's not roi to eat right now, so where's the heter? The heter doesn't, there's no kedushas hayom that's the heter. As he holds, the heter has to come from the kedushas hayom, not in terms of the gavra being osik in a certain type of an activity. Now, memela, it turns out that if you're going to judge from kedushas hayom, you're going to come down to a strict asiya question. But if you judge from the gavra, you have an expanded activity analysis. You know what I mean? So I think the categories that we were playing with are right. I just looking for the right, yeah, how do you get to them? Naturally, the yom would bring up maisa. And malacha and gavra goes to the side of asiya. To try to say they're both on the same side, but questions of degree, that's a little harder. That's not, you know, that's a little harder way to put it than to show. I think you're right in saying that each one is hitting on a different category. But now you should look back and say, well, which category? Why would this category be primary or this category be primary? If you're coming from different angles, each category would be primary. You know what I mean? It's a nice point. Okay. So Isaroff was right. We have to read this the whole day. Well, we spent a few minutes on Tripoli, so that took up some time. Okay. So what do you guys want to do now? Pull further or?